Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Monday, February the 1st, 2021. And I have the honor to have Professor Paul on and Charlene. And this is going to be a taped show, which they always are, but I'm going to be doing other guests on the show as well. But we're here today to talk about the filth in Washington, D.C. I mean satanic filth. These are players, these are congressmen, these are senators, it's the President of the United States, it's Pamela Harris, and it's all these goons in the Justice Department, the Supreme Court, every place. All these so-called public officials holding high office and or employees high up in the government. It's got to be cleansed out. Now, I want to start with the President of the United, so-called President Joe Biden. And Charlene, I want you to give a total description to us of what you saw about Hunter Biden, his son. You know, they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And tell us what you know about Joe Biden himself, please.
They're pedophiles. They're disgusting. They're disgusting trash. I can't believe that this filth is sitting in the White House pretending to be our president.
Okay.
He has sex with children. There's videos all over the internet of him molesting children. This is Joe Biden. Hunter Biden got YouTube videos, or I'm sorry, Pornhub videos of him anally having sex with his own sister, Ashley. This is disgusting. They have sex with their own family members. And if you watch the one Joe Biden video, he's talking to a little girl, telling her how horny she makes him. He goes, "Do you know how horny I am standing next to a little 13-year-old girl? We can make a video. You can ask my daughter, Ashley." So this is the trash that's up in the White House. They're a bunch of nasty pigs. Okay, they have group sex with each other. Hunter Biden has sex with his sister and his dad. His dad has sex with his sister and his son. His son has sex with his nieces. There's videos, pictures of him on the internet, on GTV, G News. And there's pictures of him with his niece. He's naked and she's laying in the bed. He's having sex with his nieces. This is trash. I've never seen such pedophiles in my whole life. And these are the people running our government.
Now, these videos have been all over the internet for months before the election, correct?
Yeah, they're from Hunter Biden's laptop.
And they got spread all over. I mean, everybody's seen them. I mean, I've seen pictures, and I just didn't even post them because they were so graphic on my site. I didn't want to be classified as a porno site. But this is how bad Washington, D.C. is. You have anything else to add besides Hunter and
no.
Joe? Okay.
Charlene, do you think that Joey from Scranton, Joey from Delaware, he was brought up to be a pedophile? Do you think there was satanic ritual abuse in his family, or do you think the Roman Catholic Church got a hold of him and he was just so deviant and so immoral that he became that rather than from childhood? Yeah, it's tough for me to figure out exactly.
He is twisted, and yeah, he probably was molested and abused as a child. There's satanic ritual abuse in these families because that's the same technique that he done to his own children.
No,
and remember, there's a video on YouTube where he gets to a speech and he sees his old college professor, and he goes, "Hey, there's my old butt buddy from college." Okay, what's a butt buddy? Homosexual butt buddy, okay? They had anal sex together. So he was having anal sex in college, so he's been participating in the sodomizing of children for a long time. I think his father probably molested him. Everybody up in Washington, D.C. are involved in these rituals where they have sex with their children. It's a satanic ritual abuse. They trade their children. That's what all this is going on. They're trading kids like they're candy. That's what all this human trafficking, the children human trafficking is they're trading off children that they got done sick and tired of using, and they hand it off to their friends.
Now, Jim Rothstein I've had on, and he was the one that busted him on the finders. and which are all over the internet, and that was the CIA trafficking children. And he actually busted the ring, but he couldn't bust it because he was told to back off and leave it alone. But he exposed it in his report, the finders. And then that slimeball Gunderson went around claiming to fame the finders. He was involved. He was always a stooge for the FBI 5. But Charlene, now besides Biden, he had another son besides Hunter, the pedophile, the one that kisses him on the lips when he's inaugurated. I saw that. I said, my God, kiss his own father on the fucking lips. As Biden's head's to the camera, to the back of the camera. And I said, oh my God. But Biden, here's what I want to bring out. His other son was discharged dishonorably from the United States military because he was a cokehead, meth head, or whatever it was. He was on drugs and he couldn't get off of it. And he ended up suiciding himself. Now, that means you're not going to meet God. You're going to meet the devil if you suicide. Let's take Biden's wife. I don't even know what her first name is, the current one. I was told by Super Spook Otis Johnson that Biden had been neutralized years ago by the CIA and Daddy Bush. I said, well, how'd he do that? Well, they murdered his first wife in a car crash, rollover. I said, what? Oh, yeah, got a couple of his kids or something in the car crash. I said, was that when he was in Congress or whatever? Yeah. He said, that's where they neutralized him. Well, it turns out to be, folks, his current wife, who claims to be a teacher with a doctorate degree, is the one that ran into his first wife and rode and killed her and a couple of his kids. And he ends up marrying this thing. Now, what the F is this all about? Good ball.
Charlie, do you have an opinion on supposed Dr. Jill Biden?
She's a teacher. She's a teacher. And she might have a doctorate in being a teacher, but she's a teacher. But, you know, you can sit there, as long as you're, you know, in Congress and the Senate, you can sit there and put up that you're president-elect, and everybody's got to acknowledge that, right? This is how these people are. They think they're better than everybody else, and so she gets a title of doctor. She's not a doctor. She may have a doctorate in teaching, but she's a teacher. She's not a doctor.
Now, you're a nurse, Charlene. I mean, you're on top of stuff. You're no dummy. I mean, you know, you had to have some psychology and stuff in school. What do you think of the Vice President, Kamala Harris, being a former prostitute and a slave owner, a white slave owner? She spent time on her father and grandfather's farm in Jamaica, where they had a white slavery going on, and she was brought up with that. Now, she becomes a prostitute, and then later works her way through prostitution into college and becomes a lawyer. So we got a former prostitute, and she's not even, according to what I've researched, she's not even a legal citizen of the United States of America.
She's not a legal citizen because she's an anchor baby. Her father was, for you to be in office, your parents have to have been born in America. Her father was born in Jamaica, and her mother was born in India, which makes her illegal. She is not legal to hold office. But these people up in the Congress and the Senate, they can pass whatever laws they want because they're privileged and we're their slaves. Kamala Harris was busted for giving Willie Brown, the mayor of L.A., a blowjob, okay? That's how she made her living, having oral sex to the mayor, and that's how she made her way up into politics. She's a pig. And she sits there and calls us all of us white people names. Meanwhile, she's not even black herself. She's a Jamaican and she's Indian. Not American Indian, India. India, from India, not Indian in America, India. So she's not even black. And yes, she did have slaves, and then they sit there and talk about we white people had slaves. I'm sorry to tell you people, all you black people, I'm not a racist. I'm from North New Jersey. I was the only white kid in my class. I grew up acting black. I had black boyfriends, I had a black sugar daddy, I had a black husband. So what? Okay? So I don't want to hear that I'm a racist, but all these black people sit there and call us all slave owners, and meanwhile, we're the ones that freed them. We lost the president, Abraham Lincoln, over freeing them. Us Christians, us white people, freed them from being slaves, and this is how they repay us, by calling us names and burning down our cities. So yeah, I'm very angry.
Good point.
Any rebuke there?
No, Paul?
Yeah, well, I have a comment, and that may be a question. What the people at the top do is, I think they're oppressed or possessed, and they want to pit us against each other, and the divide, conquer seems to be their modus operandi, and so they've got us thinking that our neighbor's the problem, and we're so busy fighting each other. So you have a background where you lived in a mixed race community, mixed ethnicity, and you and I both know how bogus the charge of racism is, and yet you can't argue with these totalitarians, you can't argue with these neo-feudalists, you can't argue with them, because what they accuse you of doing is what they're doing.
They're the real racists. They are the real racists. They hate us because we are white. And they did this. They created all of this, changed our history books to make us look bad, and turn the black people against us to do cause this racial war. They need the race riots, the race war, so they can have us being destroyed. See, they got to kill all the black people, too. They need us to kill the black people. They got to get us so mad that we're going to turn against the black people. And as long as you don't get involved in this stuff, you'll be okay. But right now, that's what this all is. If you go and read the learned, the elders of Zion, or even the revised Anunnaki protocols, you'll see who wins. And they say the constitutionalists win. And that is us. We're the constitutionalists. And how do they say we win? The spirit Thomas Paine has returned to Earth. And as you can see what's going on all around the world right now, everybody is fighting for our freedoms. And they know they have to conquer us by dividing us. And how do they divide us? It's through this racial tension. Which there was no racial tension until Obama stirred this crap up. And he wasn't even black either, okay? He's from Malaysia. He was born in Malaysia. He's not black either.
His mother was white.
What do we really know about him anyway? I mean, I think Franklin Marshall Davis and his mother may have been the...
I don't think he's his dad is Frank Marshall Davis. Okay, I don't believe that at all. I think he's a clone, if you ask me. Because you can go and look up pictures of him. He got several people that look just like him. Just like him. One's a king in his country. I think Malaysia, Malayan. And he looks just like him. And he says it's his half-brother. And they all look alike. And they're from different countries. And they look just like him. I think he's a clone, or he could be born from that lineage, but he's not from Frank Marshall Davis. If you look up his holdings, Obama is a billionaire. And how did he get to be a billionaire? His father, his stepfather, Leo Satoru, had stock in Blackwater. So Obama has billions of dollars from Blackwater. And what does Blackwater do? Go in and overthrow countries?
Well, there was an incident with a Blackwater helicopter over Nebraska that got shot down because of Otis Johnson. I don't know whether I've ever told the story to people, but in January 2010, he was dropping over my head on a house. I was down the street a mile away, Hastings College, and Hastings, Nebraska was in between us. And he had got me this house. He was a famous drummer player. I won't get into it. He was the guy that bought the house. He needed it remodeled. It was a five-month project for me. I made some money. Otis was down the street, his house. I'd remodeled his years before. Here was the point. Blackwater, four Israelis aboard decided they're going to start pounding on me. They're knocking the crap out of me, knocking me my knees, turning me silly. seeing stars, nearly killing me. They're hitting me with an energy weapon out of this two-bladed piece of garbage, a helicopter. Flies over Otis. Hold on, Charlene. Hold on a second. He flies over Otis. Does this. Well, this went on for about 3 days in a row, and I made a phone call. And it happened to be that there were two military jets that did a favor for Otis Johnson, because Otis Johnson, we had an agreement with Lafayette in Washington that the French would fly over America and America would fly over them. That is, we would protect them, they would protect our continent. And that was a mutual agreement. So under this agreement with Lafayette in Washington, the French fly airplanes over us. It happens to be that I knew somebody in French intelligence that I had called. They were refueling with two MiGs up there in Omaha. They were shortly to the west of Hastings, and they came in behind a helicopter. They identified what it was, a Blackwater with four Israelis aboard, and they wiped the fucker out. They blew it out. Otis calls me up. He was crapping his pants. Get your butt down here. You're in trouble. What are you talking about? I had no idea what they had done. He said, I just saw on TV east of Hastings a helicopter, Huey, just was blown out of the air by a missile. And they said they're going to have an exclusive on such and such at 5 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, an update. It was totally blocked out. Nothing ever said a word about it. And he calls me up, and next day he said, get your butt down here. And I went down there talking without being on the phone. And he says, that was four Israelis aboard. They got blown out of the air. And he says, you owe them a Blackwater helicopter, they think. He says, you're in trouble. The FBI is going to be out after you. I said, I had nothing to do with that, Otis. All I did was make a phone call and said, look, I'm being shot at again. That's all I did. They took it upon themselves to do that. Here's why. Otis Johnson was, they did it for Otis. And that was their excuse. Because he was a Medal of Honor winner in France in a secret operation in the CIA. His name, John Blankety Blank, hangs in the Hall of France. So France took it upon themselves to defend one of their Medal of Honor winners. And they did. They shot that fucker out of the air. They classified that, because Otis gave me the address to go look at, and I did. It was classified as a mechanical failure. So I don't like Blackwater. They don't like me. They think I own $3.5 million. Maybe that's the reason they keep trying to kill me. I don't know. But Charlene, you wanted to add something? Go ahead.
Paul can go.
Charlene, just a couple follow-up questions. Are you out in California?
No, I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay. What is the thinking right now on the Cerveza jab, the vaccine? Are people in healthcare, are they required to take it? Are they pushing it? As a nurse, how far away are you from there being a mandate for you to either submit or resign, or where are things at in Pittsburgh?
Well, I'm not working as a nurse now. I used to nurse. I quit. Then I went to start to be a pastor. Right now, it's not mandatory, but the people in these nursing homes, they are, the ones that are taking these vaccines are dying. What the vaccine does to you, it is from the reports I've been reading, go up on State of the Nation, they even got a nurse up there. He's crying about most of the patients that received the vaccine, they die. 14 of them has died that he was taking care of. He says they were walking, now they don't walk. If they were talking, now they don't talk. If they were thinkers, they can't think anymore. He said, and the articles I was reading from the CDC, what happens to these people, they start foaming at the mouth. They start throwing up black. They start convulsing. They have heart attacks. It kills them. If they can't breathe, the patient can't breathe. There's so many different things that happen to these people, but I notice that people that are dying from the vaccine, this is just what I noticed, is that they had underlying health conditions such as arthritis, diabetes, or heart problems. They had these autoimmune deficiencies before they received the vaccine, and the vaccine just accelerated and they're dead. And so it's not mandatory, but there's they're sitting there putting it out there that you're elderly, and because you're more susceptible to getting these diseases, that you should be taking these vaccines, and these vaccines is what's killing them. And it's going all over. I mean, it's all over the world. You go look at the headlines, how many people are dying through these vaccines. I was watching the video, the women that took the vaccine, and they got the shakes. It's like Parkinson's disease. It's messing with their central nervous system, where they have no control of their motor functions, and they can't walk, and they're shaking, trying to walk, and they're shaking. So, no, you're going to have to kill me to get me to take that vaccine, okay, because I'm not taking it. And you come to my door, and your police or your military, and you're trying to forcibly inject me, we're going to have an issue right there at the door. Because I'm not taking it. And anybody that takes this vaccine, you're just causing for your own death. It kills you. These vaccines are meant to kill you. It breaks down your autoimmune system. And people that already have an autoimmune system diseases, it's just going to happen more quickly.
Now, Paul, you pointed out that the three things are protein, protein, protein that are killing. Explain that, would you please?
Well, essentially, I'm under the impression that, at least with Moderna, which when you break it down, modify, M-O-D, RNA, Moderna, that what essentially they're putting in you is an operating system. And just to be clear, there's DNA, which we all know we've seen as the double helix, the two strands. Well, the RNA is you take the double helix or the DNA apart, you got two strands of RNA. And the RNA essentially is the program for the DNA. And so what they're putting in you, to me, is an operating system. And it deals with a chain reaction of proteins, which activate the immune system, which then turns on itself. Or, you know, now I'm getting into conjecture and surmising, but they have just been spraying us like rodents, like insects. And so I think there is a tightly coupled relationship between 5G and maybe even 4G, EMF frequencies anyway, and the vaccines that they're putting in your body. So apparently what they can spray isn't enough, and they need the final kill shot. And just to be clear, I don't know that this current iteration of vaccines, whether it be Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson or whomever, I am not sure it is truly the mark of the beast. I think maybe there's another iteration, and I would call it the microneedle array patch. And I am, of course, surmising, conjecture again, and this patch, I think, is going to be something that everyone can self-administer eventually. I think we're just being set up and conditioned with the vaccines. Of course, they're going to kill a lot of people. I mean, we are just in, we live in an asylum. It's insane. And yet, apparently, all these people who are running the show, they are beyond insane themselves. I mean, they are what have us in the asylum. And I know I deviated from your question. What they're doing is they're shooting us up with something that's very bad for us. But I think they have another step. They have plans for everything. So in answer to your question, I think it's a breakdown the immune system, and that then is strongly correlated, cause and effect, 0.9 something, which is pretty high correlation, that it's activated by frequencies as well. That's my best take on it right now.
Okay, so here's one patient, and this is up on National Vaccine Information Center, Med Alert Home. Your health, your family, your choice, search results. And this has found 329 cases where vaccine targets COVID-19 and patients died. And this person had diabetes, and here's what I got. On 12/24/2020, the resident was sleeping, stayed in bed most of the shift. He stated he was doing okay, but requested pain medication for his legs. At 2:50 p.m., at 2:55 a.m., and on 12/25/2020, the resident was observed in bed, lying still, pale, eyes half open, and foam coming from his mouth, and unresponsive. He was not breathing and with no pulse. So he was okay until he took this vaccine. There's another one. He had Nejelic syndrome, and the patient had mild hypertensive, decreased oral intake starting 3 days after vaccine and death 5 days after administration. He did have advanced dementia and was on hospice, eligible based on history of his pneumonia. So he was sick, and they're giving these people these vaccines and they're already sick. I thought when you're sick, you're not supposed to get vaccines, and they're administering these vaccines anyway. So here's another person, senior living, he's dead. Vaccine administered, no immediate adverse reaction at 11:29 a.m. Vaccine screening questions were completed, and resident was not feeling sick, and temperature was 98 Fahrenheit. At approximately 1:30 p.m., the resident passed away. So 2 hours later, this person died from the vaccine. There's another one. I mean, I can go, there's 300 of these I can go through. These people are dying from these vaccines. My grandmother died a few hours after receiving the Moderna COVID vaccine booster. One, while I don't expect that the events are related, the treating hospital did not acknowledge this, and I wanted to make sure the report was made. That's another one. Spouse woke at 12:20 and found spouse dead. Client was not transferred to hospital. So he got the vaccine. There's another senior living. He had a resident is in a long-term care facility, had received first dose of Moderna COVID-19 vaccine at 12/22/2020. Only documented side effect was mild fatigue after receiving. She passed away at 12/27/2020 of natural causes per report. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just died, right? She had dementia. So, I mean, the list keeps going and going. All these people, within 24 hours of receiving the vaccine, fever, respiratory distress, anxiety developed, requiring oxygen, morphine, and Avodar. My mom passed away on the evening of 12/26/2020. So all these people in these nursing homes are dying when they're given these administering these Moderna vaccines. If you have someone in a nursing home or you have elderly, do not let them take this COVID. It is not mandatory right now. And even if it is mandatory, I'm not taking it, okay?
I've been an attorney on this, Charlene, to deal with some car crashes I want to collect the money on. Now, the attorney told me, he says, I'm familiar, Stu, with the vaccination. He said, it's killing people. And he says, it's got the chip in it, the mark of the beast. And he told me, I said, it's not going to be mandatory like I have a father in a nursing home. He says, let me tell you. He said, they come to my door to vaccinate me. He says, I've got a Second Amendment right and I'm going to use it. Now, that's the attorney saying that. Second Amendment, folks, is your gun. Now, one of the things that's in this, let's look at Revelations 13. Now, this is where it is in 13. He says, now, this is the international version. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. Right in the Bible. Now,
right now, I believe that's the mask that they're making us wear. You can't go into a store. You can't buy nothing unless you're wearing that mask. So they're seeing that as a test to see how many of us stupid goyim will go along with wearing the mask before they continue on with this the chip, because they want to chip us. They want to see how stupid we are and we follow orders.
Now, this is in the vaccination, though, because I had a video of a scientist, and I didn't get it in time, and they yanked it off, and it was in Germany, and he tested all three of these vaccinations that they have available from these different companies. And he found out that what Paul has described, it eats up your immune system, overloads you, you turn to mush, and he basically explained you're going to be dead within 3 years to 42 months if you survive the first round of the vaccination, not die from it. Now, also explained about the mark of the beast in there, the chip that nobody knows. Everybody knows it now. They've been knowing it. It's all over the internet. It's got the chip in it. That's the mark of the beast. Can't buy or sell without it. In other words, it's going to hold all your financial history. It's going to hold your military history, if you have one. It's going to hold your education. It's going to hold all your medical history, everything about you. And you'll go to use your card, your credit debit card, and they'll say, sir, those don't work any longer. Did you get the vaccination? Well, no. Well, you got to get the vaccination to have the chip. Sir, next, swipes his arm where he got the vaccination. Wow, he just paid for his bill. That's what's going to happen, folks. I don't know what's going on here, but this is the second time I'm going to say it. The ATM machines around Kansas City are not working, even at the banks. If you go there and try them, this past week they weren't working for me or anyone else. I sat and watched people and they say, the ATM doesn't work. Really? I'd try it. Didn't work. This is going on. Are they shutting down the money? Are they shutting it down to say, oh, cash is carrying the COVID virus? You got to use your bank card. Remember a while back they were having a shortage of coins trying to get them out? Even Dollar General wouldn't take change. They wanted you to use your card. Is that where we're headed, Paul and Charlene?
It appears to be in prophecy. And Charlene, where are you at right now with Donald Trump? And I think Joey is a clone. I think there may be several Joeys, and maybe even the real person that's about 20 years younger. I mean, the guy's an 80-year-old man, and sometimes I look at his hands, or I look at his neck, and I think, man, that guy looks 55 in his hands and his neck. I think they're really far along. You know, Stu talks about way back when, back in Mena, Arkansas, they were cloning, and I have no reason to believe that they don't still do. They're up to the same things they've always been. They didn't stop, and my best guess is the idea that these people are registered anymore is maybe also dubious. But where are you at with Donald Trump? Is he part of the scam? You know, I have trouble placing my faith in any man or any men, and specifically a guy that's has connections that tell me he was selected to be president. And then you move further beyond that, it just seems like when FEMA's in charge, if he's working with FEMA and the Pentagon, these generals, to be a top general in the military, you gotta sign on the dotted line too. I guess I'm having trouble believing that Donald J. Trump is really going to do much for America other than continue to lead us down to the path of judgment, which we're already on.
I don't have any hope in Donald Trump. Sorry. He betrayed us by lying to us and keeping us on a hook. And by that, I mean they were going to arrest him. From day one, he was going to lock them up. He didn't even lock anybody up. He's the one that started this COVID crap and the mask and the vaccines and warp speed. So he's in on it, okay? And I know everybody will give me flack, but I don't trust nobody. After all this stuff that we've been through, I don't trust anybody anymore. You can tell me to my face, and I'm still not going to believe you anymore. And I was willing to trust in people. I believed everybody that would say something to me because I'm a truthful person, and I believe that I'm telling the truth, and I believe that the person's telling me the truth. But their actions speak louder than words, and he started the warp speed. He let us down. He did it. Look, he could have stopped us, Joe Biden. He knew what Joe Biden was bringing, okay? He knew what Joe Biden was bringing into the White House and to our country was full-blown communism. And he could have the power to use the military to stop Joe Biden and the Democrats and arrest them from doing this to our country, and he did nothing. He didn't do anything. He just lied here and took it. He's still taking it. So you don't think that's betrayal? I think that's betrayal, because he sat there and championed himself that he was going to save us and stop all this communism and stuff. And meanwhile, he just walked into the corner. Okay, I got my butt whooped. I'm going to go stand here in the corner and let Joe Biden beat on you. And that's what it is. He betrayed us. He let us down. And I know they're saying that it was Rudy Giuliani that let the time run out on the election stuff, because he had court cases with the Supreme Court. And I'm asking Stu, what happened to him? He had the Supreme Court was supposed to hear the election challenge 2 days after the Biden's inauguration. Nothing's ever heard from again. What happened to the court cases? Then Sidney Powell's withdrawing her court case from Georgia. What's up with that? See, and so it's just, we were all played.
Well, I'm with you, because I never believed Trump was legitimate to begin with. So, you know, it just still amazes me that Q stuff and that all of these people who keep spreading it, they go to the next ruse. And do we have the stupidity virus? Do we live in an idiocracy?
Well, I think, a lot of us Christians, we were taught, because our pastors, we're taught to be loving and caring and be truthful, and we think everybody's that way, and they're not. They're not that way. And so we're taken advantage of quite swiftly, because they're a bunch of wolves in sheep's clothing that come for us. And now with Q, I never believed Q. I've never believed in Q. Q is a psyop. It's actually the Bolshevik program, which they put in the 1920s to overthrow Russia, and it was called the Trust Operation. It was Trust Plan. It sounds familiar, doesn't it? Trust Sessions, Trust Bar, Trust the Plan. And that was to keep the people idle. Trust the military. The military is going to do this. And that was to keep the people idle while they continued on with their communism takeover of the country. And that's what they did with this Q plan.
Oh,
and you can read that article up on State of the Nation.
State of the Nation, I'm glad you mentioned it. Could you give me your take on State of the Nation? I have a... We call ourselves the knuckleheads, although we all got advanced degrees and beyond. And we've decided that the State of the Nation is a limited hangout. They give great information, and I'm a reader, and I like the State of the Nation because they actually take the time to write things out, and so you can get a lot more information in 10 minutes of reading than you can. Although I will say this about Stu's show, you get 100 hours of information, sometimes in about 40 minutes, but what's your opinion on State of the Nation?
I like it. They're good for the same argument you have, that they do give you the legitimate articles and the documents. They'll put the documents in and you do the research yourself, and you're going to find the same, you're going to come to the same conclusion. Some of the stuff is okay, you know, I just don't read every single article. I just read the ones that I want to.
Yeah. State of the Nation, also known as SOTN. My final question for you is one of theology. You left nursing, and now you've got your own ministry, or you're seeking a degree in either divinity or theology, or you're studying?
Neither. None. I quit. And the reason why I quit was I was taking my test. And it was like my next to last test, and it was about the Sabbath. And it's like my brain... like God stuck a screwdriver right between my eyes and started twisting it. I could not comprehend anymore of the test. Every time I tried to pick up the test, I was stuck there. And so even if I pick it up today, I can't do the test. So I'm stuck. So no, I'm not. And ever since I learned about the Jews and the betrayal of what they did to us, I walk my own path. I don't have no ministry. I'm not organized with any Christian ministry for that purpose, because the pastors lie to you and say, God supports people who stand up for Israel, which he doesn't. It's a lie. The Bible does not say, I will bless those who bless Israel and I will curse those who curse Israel. It does not say that. He said, I will bless those who bless you and I will curse those who curse you. And he was talking to Abraham, not Isaac. And so a lot of these people, these pastors, they all preach that because that's how they get on TV, is because they get the money from the Jews and they get this money. After I learned all this stuff about how they plan to kill us all, and it was all lies, everything, it just destroyed me. And so now I'm just on my path, building myself back up and walking with God. That's all I can do. And I have my own path, and I don't trust anybody, and I don't advise people to go down the path I did. You know, I asked God to show me the truth, and when he did, it literally destroyed me.
Oh, I don't think it destroyed you, but it definitely stopped you from becoming a preacher. But you're, in a sense, you're preaching now.
Yeah.
Telling the truth.
Well, I want to be like Benny Hinn, because I had the anointing, and if I laid hands on you and I prayed for you, most people got healed. And so I had the anointing. God said, study to show yourself approved, and that's what I was doing. But when I was taking my test and that it felt like a screwdriver going between my head, between my eyes and twisting and turning, I cannot do anything ever since then.
Tell me, what test was it for? A master's in divinity or theology, or what was the test for?
Theology.
Okay. Wow. Well,
theologian. I was studying the Bible hardcore. I've got all my stuff still here, my Bibles. I got about 100 different Bibles.
Do you have an opinion on the Mandela effect? Do you believe that your Bibles have been supernaturally changed?
Yes, I've seen it with my own two eyes, yeah.
And what do you make of it? My first experience was with the Berenstain Bears, and I'm taking my kids to the, my children, I don't like kids anymore, because I think it goes, it's crazy. But anyway, when my daughters were young, about three nights a week, we would go to Barnes & Noble for 2-3 hours. And I would take them to the book section, and we'd read or they'd read. I'd look at books, and sometimes I'd see the Berenstain Bears with the stain, STAIN, which apparently it is now. And then other nights, I would see it, STEIN. And, you know, this happened over a period of about 6 months to 2 years, and I thought, wow, this is crazy, man. Sometimes they got stain out, sometimes it's stain. It's crazy. And I never actually, I asked, I just thought, well, there's, you know, print two different versions, two different names. And I guess I was made aware of that, probably for my own good, because when I look at my King James now, and like, hallelujah with an H, is now hallelujah with an A.
Yep.
I mean, it's so in your face. And
I think it's from quantum physics, from them messing with the Hadron Collider or Project Alice. And I think they messed with their time. Now we'd have to get into, space time and all that, if you want to discuss that, but I think that's what we're dealing with. Someone changed our reality, and I know it sounds crazy, but how else would you explain it? When you can read the Bible verse, and you know the verse by heart, because I'm studying the Bible, I was going to be a pastor, and then you see the transformation of the Bible right in your hand, and you're like, this nothing wasn't what it was saying before. And so how else would you explain that when they were messing with the Hadron Collider through quantum physics or Project Alice? which is a time space time machine. You know about that, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Yes, I do. Yeah, he's my. We Stu and I, we've gone there, and of course there aren't any places that we dare not go. What do you think the strong delusion is?
See, that could be it too, because if you go and re-watch some of the videos up on YouTube when they first started talking about the Bible, they were saying there was a spell put on the Bible. That's to have the Geneva Bible, because if you have a Geneva Bible, at least that was written before the King James Bible, and that's gonna keep you grounded.
My ancestors wanted nothing to do with the King James Version. In 1609, John Bee and Francis Bacon and a guy named Edgar Kelly and a Jesuit named Toby Matthew all had the King James translation that supposedly we're supposed to believe 60 translators worked on, and ultimately 40 finished their work. And Dee and Bacon were supposed to, and Toby Matthew, who was apparently all the strings and running the show behind the scenes because he had King James on whatever. But anyway, the thinking was that there was all sorts of spell casting that was done.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really interesting because I considered my personal minister for a bunch of years to be Dr. Pat Holliday, and I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but she passed in 2019, but she had written, I don't know, it's a lot of books.
See, and that could be another thing why the Mandela effect could be in effect also, because we broke out of being tricked in that cell. And so now that our eyes are woken and we're seeing the truth, and now we're seeing it for what it is. See, that's another thing that could be another area with the Mandela effect, is now that the spell is broken off of you, now you see it and it's not a lie no more in front of you. You understand?
Yes, yes. And do you think that the words, the meaning of the words, are fundamentally changing? And are we in a matrix of sorts, or how do you make sense of these? I mean, it's happening in popular culture. It's happening in the Quran. It's happening in the other.
I'm going to go back to the quantum physics things here with them messing with the Hadron Collider. When they're smashing them protons, and that's nuclear. Them protons are made out of nuclear, and they're crashing these nuclear beams. And when they're doing this time warp thing, see, it hasn't been happening as much as it was when Obama was in office. You didn't notice it when Trump was in office, but now that Biden's in office, and we know Obama is really pulling Joe Biden's strings, you'll probably go back to start and witness the Bible being changed to more of the Mandela effect, because he's the one messing with that quantum physics. If you do the research on Obama, he actually participated in Operation High Jump, where he went to Mars.
So he was supposedly 20 years on Mars, but that would be like 6 hours or 8 hours here in on Earth. Is that
he never even left the room, but they were doing psychiatrist on him or hypnosis, and he actually believed that he was on Mars and someone was trying to shoot him, and when they called him out of it, he was shooting at the people, thinking he was shooting at people,
right.
He's the one that's brought us in. See, they've been messing with us, changing our reality through these quantum physics and these programs. You understand?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, I mean, I understand as much as I am capable of making sense of it. You see, we want things to be rational. We wanted to believe in science. And, you know, now, if you're a person of science, you believe that gender is cultural, and that what they're telling us about climate change is anthropogenic, which everything affects climate, of course, but we got weather warfare going on, and and that people can look up and still deny it and try and tell me that it's jet vapors when all modern jet engines, they don't even emit contrails. I mean, it's all, we are just children of the lie, and it just messes with me because I have learned, see, I've been at this 48 years. When I was 14, I had my brother's first wife had cancer. She told me I didn't know anything. And at 14, I was willing to admit, you're probably right, but she sent me on the path of the Roman Catholic Church. And once you go down that path, you realize these guys, they have a bunch of criminals. The criminality and the corruption in the Roman Catholic Church is just staggering. But that being said, you know, the Baptists, are they the Church of the Freemasons? Has every religion been infiltrated? My answer to that would be yes. And then you got spell casting down on the Bibles, and you got the man-made changes, and you read the NIV, and if you took it literally, you might conclude with the NIV that Lucifer and Jesus were brothers. I mean, we just live in a world that runs on deception, and maybe I've talked enough for one day, but you got anything to add to my mess in my head?
That we know that the throne of Satan is in the Vatican, and they're the ones who orchestrated all this, and it was to destroy us. Well, I guess it's the revolt when we revolted against Catholicism with Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King Jr., but Martin Luther. He was a priest at the Vatican when he nailed the 95 theses to the wall. And it was, we're not saved by the works. And that's when we became Protestants. And that's why Kenneth Copeland and them all betrayed us, hanging out with Pope Francis. You notice everything changed. Everything, all the churches changed, all the Christians, all of them, they all betrayed us, and they sold us out. They're trying to regather us back into this Catholic theologian, and I'm not going. And we know what the Catholics do. They were in on it with Adolf Hitler killing people in World War II. And what did Hitler say? He said, I'm just doing what the Vatican's been doing for thousands of years. I just do it better. And what was he doing? Adolf Hitler was killing Christians. He was killing everybody.
I'm going to add to that.
We all look at, it's 3 million Jews that died. No, sorry. There was 55 million people that died in World War II, but we only got to look at 6 million. What about the other 49 million that died?
Now, I might add to something here that people don't know, but I had it on my old website, and a lot of that information isn't reposted on this newer one since 2014. There was a cat and gator named Clovenfoot, Clovenhoof, they called him. He was the black pope behind the pope, not Benedict, the pope before Benedict. I forgot his name. Benedict was the second to this last pope. What was his name, Charlene?
John Paul II.
Okay. Underneath him was this black pope, they called him. Now, Otis is the one that told me about it, because I said, Otis, is there any truth that over in the Vatican, some guy is the black pope, that he's the devil with a hoof on him, walking around with one leg and the other's a hoof? He goes, you got that right, Stu. I said, is he the devil? He said, that's what I hear. I said, no shit. So, and this is a super spook. He saw Bush eating a baby in Denver. And Bush told him, if you ever say anything, he says, I'll kill you, Bush tells him. He said, yes, sir. He was assistant to Casey, getting an order signed from Daddy, watching him perform human sacrifice at the old Navari, downtown Denver. Anyway, Clovenhoof, when he died, there was rumor all over the internet. All these big wigs are going to the Vatican. They're going to the Vatican for Clovenhoof's death. I called Lotus up. He says, he died all right. He says, and boy, he says, they're all landing in London and they're going to take the tunnel over to the Vatican. I said, really, a tunnel? He said, yeah, one of the ones like they got in D.C. Otis ran on that rail 45 minutes from the White House, Situation Room, below that, a tunnel that ran to L.A. International Airport in 45 minutes, him and his partner, Super Spooks. Now, that's the kind of thing they have. But there was Clovenhoof. Clovenhoof was his name. The devil himself, the Black Pope. Now, he died, I think it was 2004 or something like that. But had you ever heard of him, Charlene?
Yeah.
Had you ever heard of him, Paul?
Well, yeah, and here's where I'm at with all this. There is already somebody to replace him. I mean, it's,
oh, yeah.
It's
like, oh,
you
yeah.
know, mm-hmm. you get cutouts like George Soros, who I think he's just the face of evil. I think, you know, behind him, he's got kids that there's children that are sons or whatever, and they're next in line. But behind the curtain, see, I think a lot of names we don't know about. I mean, we see William Henry Hayes, and we think Bill Hayes is the face of evil, and he is, but he's not the idea guy behind. And I don't think Elon Musk is the idea guy behind things. I think these guys, although Elon Musk, the scientific dictatorship, the scientific technocracy, we're absolutely living under a scientific technocracy, dictatorship, neo-feudalism. But the point being that Elon Musk's grandfather was a member of that party. So these guys, their roots go back many generations. I would just point out that one of the things about the Jesuits and Ignatius Loyola is they knew how to split personalities. They knew how to astral project. They knew how to induce hypnosis. And so what you've had since the Egyptians and probably before Egyptians, back to Sumer, is they knew how to use drugs. They knew how to use hypnosis, and they knew how to use trauma to split people's personalities. So it's nothing new. And I am convinced that obviously George 43, Sarah Palin, I mean, Tiger Woods, Serena Williams, I mean, almost anywhere you look, you're going to see program multiples, and they've become so common. And yet, if you try and tell somebody about this, they will absolutely think you're a kook. And anymore, I don't even care. But what we're up against is, well, it's, I don't know, it's ancient evil, it's just evil, and it's present day evil, ancient evil, it's everyday evil. And I just, you know, I guess the answer I know is prayer. And we all got to be prayer warriors, and we all got to play a role in occupy and resist. And boy, I better stop talking. So I'll turn back to you guys. And I've said my piece.
I tell you that evil becomes more and more in the end of days. And remember, the Jews, they're the ones that are projecting all this with their spellcraft, and they're the ones making this world evil.
Now let's.
They hated us. Remember, if you go back to watching Abraham Finkelstein, interview with Rabbi Abraham Finkelstein, what did he say? They hate us white people because why? We're the children of God.
No.
And this war has been going on since the battle in the garden.
Now this.
So this has been going on for centuries. And if you go read Congressional Record 1940, they planned this down to 9/11. And it's all to destroy our republic and bring us back under the royal monarchy. That's why the queen, this bitch is 95 years old. How long has she been 95 years old? This bitch is old. Come on. She should be killed over with George Bush Sr. She's still living. And she is so wicked. You can see it in their faces that they're evil, and people worship these people. It's like, what is Prince Harry doing here in America? Go back to England. We don't want you here, okay? And so all of them. It's like these Catholic churches. I'm sick of them, too. If the Christians had a backbone, they wouldn't have let their churches be shut down for a year over COVID, which is just a common cold.
Now, Charlene, the Jews... Most of them in Israel don't believe in Christ.
Nope.
Okay. If they don't believe in Christ, I know that God was Jesus Christ in human form. He's convinced me of that. Now, I want people to understand, I'm not some kind of an anti-Semitic because I have a daughter with a Jewish bloodline, the one I have never had a relationship with because of the monster grandfather she had that was evil.
Well, Jews, I'm sorry to tell you, we're the 12 bloodlines, there's 12 tribes of Israel. And so, I don't want to hear the anti-Semite crap, okay? We're all Jews, we're all from the bloodline. God passed us out of Israel after, if you go back to 2 Kings chapter 16, it's going to tell you the first time the word Jew was ever mentioned was when the king of Jews went to go make the war with the king of Israel. That sounds like two different people to me.
No.
And they lost. And so then he hooked up with the king of Syria. And they lost again. So then he went to Persia. And then they defeated us. And the children of Israel, this is when we were all the still 12 tribes living in Israel, they started worshiping the gods of the Jews and sacrificing our children into the fiery arms of the god Moloch. And God got sick of us and cast us out of Israel. And from there, Josephus traced us to Pertopia. And from Pertopia, we went into Europe. And that's when they were doing, killing all the Protestants and burning us as heretics until America opened up and we came here. Even Finkelstein to tell you that.
No.
They were all Jews. We're just different tribes of Jews. We're Israels. They're Israelites. We're not Jews. The Jews are from Mongol. The things come because you have to go back all the way to Cain and Abel. Cain took his brother Abel, and Cain went. He met a woman, and they built a city where? In Canaan. Where was Canaan? It goes all the way back to where? China. And who we have a problem with today? China. You don't do your research, you don't do your studying, you're going to be left in the dark and believe in all these lies, and that's why we have these problems going on today, because they tricked us, they lied to us. And so this battle's been going on for a long time, and like what Finkelstein said, he said, we're going to fly out into space, and we're going to fight your God, and we're going to win this time. And if we serve the same God as them, why do they want to make war with our God? Because our God will come down here, and when he does, it's going to be a bloodbath. I'm sorry to tell you, I don't want to hear all you Christian sinners say, but God did love. Yeah, well, guess what? Tell that to the people in Babel when all their voices got changed, their languages got changed. What happened to them? It's going to be a lot worse than this, because what's going to bring? He's going to bring brimstone and fire, just like he brought Sodom and Gomorrah, but to the whole earth, because the whole earth is in rebellion against God right now, worshiping these people, their gods and kings. And the Christians, they are weak. If they have any backbone, they would have stood up and fought for our rights to have our churches, to go to Christmas, to go to Easter, Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and they did nothing. So we're damned. Right now, we are damned. And the only way you're going to get out of this alive and your soul intact is to stay with God. And I don't trust anybody with my soul that means God.
Got a very good point. Now, Charlene, for those listeners, you can find that tape of Finkelstein, the rabbi, up on stuweb.com. It's on the front page, and it says Rabbi Finkelstein. You'll want to hear that interview. It's worth it. Now, people may not know this, but the land before Israel occupied it in 1947, they took it over. And these were the Jews out of Khazarian, mainly, Ukraine region. Came over there, Khazarian Jews they call themselves. European is what they were. Khazar, the king, and all this. Might have been a lot of fallen bloodline in there because they mate with humans, the fallen angels that is in Genesis. They occupy humans like they occupy Daddy Bush and others that hold the power already. Now,
what they did to Israel, that's what they're going to, what they did to the Palestinian people, which is an open concentration camp where they're missile rockets in, I mean, every day. Shutting off their power, shutting off their water. That's what they got planned for us, Glam. Okay? That's what they got planned for us, and that's what we're in the process of right now.
No.
Planned for us. Our government's taken over by these people, and they are legitimately evil.
Yeah, they are. Now, I want to explain something to people that they came in, and this was the Israel, what they call Israel today, was known as Palestine. And there's been a genome factor by a university professor out of Israel and John Hopkins, both, have said from his studies that he did, 5-year study on the bloodline, testing people, their DNA, etc., that 92% or around that number, of the ones in Palestine today, they call themselves the Palestinians, have the true bloodline true genome of the ones in Israel. It goes way back. Anyway, the genome factor, I believe, I still have the article on my website and punch it in the search box. Now, so it shows the Palestinians are the real so-called Jews. But these others came in and took over the country, killed 400,000 of the Palestinians living there, the true Hebrews, they call them. That's what the genome factor said, true Hebrews. Now, they came and slaughtered 400,000, did mass graves on them to get rid of the bodies, and hung a flag that says Israel. Has anybody really looked at that star, whatever you call it? I call it a hexagram or whatever it's called, the demonic symbol on the flag of Israel. What's that all about? Now, they planted their flag down, and they declared them a state. And a year later, the UN accepted it, and in 1948, declared it State of Israel. Now, these people have robbed and looted, bribed, because of the old Meyer Lansky crime syndicate, the Jews, the mafia, that my ex-wife's father took over, and now Larry Mizell inhabits it. Now, they're the ones in today that are in control of such, well, they buy fighter jets from us as an example. And they modify the engines and they'll go faster and they're better. Where did they get this technology? Let's take Ensslaw's law. Promise software, stolen from the Hamilton family, ends up in the hands of the Israelis. It's called the Intel chip now. Isn't that in about every toy that we have, called telephones, computers, etc.? They're wired up with Bluffdale, Utah, illegally. Bluffdale, because of this trap back door in intelligence worlds. They are so deep into this. They control the United States government's phone system and the United States government's internet system. Of all your congressmen and senators, you talk about espionage. Jesus Christ, they know everything. Go in and take a look at StuWeb.com and look at the breaking news column and look at one of the latest cyber terrorist attacks against me, trying to log in my site to destroy it. Where's it coming out of? Well, it's part of the network. It says Israel on it down at the bottom if you look at that page. But you go up, it says United States, Cheney Reservoir, Kansas. What is that? It's one of our NSA top secret underground bases to deal with communication. Also, Bluffdale, Utah is. You put in Bluffdale on StuWeb.com, and it'll come up. You see, they've cyber attacked me. But this one shows Israel. And I've had many Israel on me. But this one showed Israel coming out of Kansas, out of our base. They're not supposed to be hooked into our system that way. But they are, folks. They control everything. And Otis Johnson said they're controlling more than anybody has any idea. Now, you look at the Congress and Senate, where we started to begin with. They're friggin' whores up there. It's a whorehouse. Otis told me that 6 out of 10 of them were chipped, congressmen and senators, and he says, I don't know how many are up there that are cloned. Now, they're cloning and have been with the old Nazis in 1948, bringing them over here, and cloning in Hope, Arkansas. And they've cloned over 10 million people, walking around a clone. The guy that left Kansas City had his arm around the guy that tried to kill me in the first car crash and ran back to Kenya. He had his arm around this guy in the picture. When this guy went down 4 years ago, sat down in Dallas, stopped in Dallas for the night, sits in the chair at E-Systems, gets his programming, and he goes down and blows away 5 cops in New Orleans about 4 years ago. I called Otis up. I said, I got a picture of this son of a bitch. They showed he was from Kansas City. I got a picture of him with that Kenyan killer that tried to get me in the car crash. Roll over. He says, Stu, where do you think he stopped? I said, in Dallas? He goes, yeah, they put him in the chair before he went down there. That's what I've heard. So these are the kind of things that I'm aware of. Israel today controls the United States Congress and Senate. Norman Brownstein, the Jew, the APEC director, won a Silverado savings loan, the money laundering from the Clintons in Mena, Arkansas, Iran-Contra, all the stuff, laundered $9 trillion through Silverado. Brownstein and Larry Mizell, the new fallen angel-possessed human being, worth $100 trillion of the devil's money plus, that bought up America. His partner, Brownstein, his attorney, was Daddy Bush's CIA attorney. He writes 9 out of 10 laws and have for the past 20 years. He has offices in Denver, Norman Brownstein, Norman Philip Brownstein in Washington, where he dictates to the Congress and Senate, and he has offices in Mexico City, Mexico, where he always turned in the dollar of the drug money. And he represented Salinas when he was on the board of directors of my ex-father-in-law's company called Citicorp Bank. He was on the board of directors of that, had to answer in congressional hearings why Citicorp was laundering drug money from the former President Salinas of Mexico. Brownstein controls the Congress and the Senate, along with Larry Mizell. He plays the Democrat, whereas Mizell plays the Republican. And they fund them, just like they were doing with the Keating 5. It was dubbed, and I caused that hearing. It was called the MDC 200. And there were congressional investigations. There were state investigations. I worked with the Colorado Bureau of Investigations that was ordered up by the governor to get into that, and they had certain agents working with me. After that was all done, and they killed the hearings, and nobody really went to jail, and MDC paid a fine of $300,000 or three point some odd million, whatever it was, and they were under SEC watch for the next, 3 years or something, agreed to, and everything was washed away because they control the Congress and Senate. Ask yourself sometime, why is the Congress and Senate not working for you? Why don't they take phone calls from you? Why don't they answer to you? Do any of these public officials do what they say they're going to do? I haven't seen one of them. I can't get congressional hearings anymore. Can't get them. It's impossible to get anything done. Because they're all in on the game. And it's all evil orientated. And these people have got the... Well, I think that pretty much says it all. But, folks, we're going to have to do something about this. Paul, you want to add to this?
I think we have covered a lot of territory. I hope the listener has benefited as much as I have from getting to know Charlene better. Thank you, Charlene. Thank you, Stu. And we'll see you on the podcast.
You want to lead us in prayer?
I'll talk to you.
Pardon me?
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm intelligent, but, you know, I swear...
Because
I'm mad about what's going on, so you have to give me some credit here.
Blow me.
I'll give you a lot of credit.
I'll give you a lot of credit,
it's,
too.
It's so cool to talk to somebody who's awake, and it just seems like so many are asleep. But I think, you know, my personal feeling is that...
What happened with the... What did they say? That most people are on the path to destruction. Only a few are on the path to paradise. So you have to be in a chosen few people that are woke up. And you're trying to shake these people. Wake up, wake up. And you can't, because guess what? God hasn't put his hand on them and called them, and he has to wake them up. We could pray for them, that's all we can do. But most people are damned for destruction.
Okay, so prayer, praying for their salvation, or ask God to bring them to salvation is a good prayer. I like that one, that I do a lot. Now, I want you to end this in... Pardon me, Charlene?
I told Paul to finish what he was saying.
Well, we do have a bunch of people that I think, because in the next 90 days things are, they're a little too quiet, a little too suspicious. I think we're being played. I think we have a psyop within a psyop within a psyop. And the military industrial intelligence complex is the, actually, China, Russia, they're all in it together. Deep state is global, the shadow government is global, and they have all their pieces in place. And the whole Donald J. Trump against the world, 5G chess, is so much nonsense. And I know that we all want to believe that, oh, something good's going to happen. But I really think the next 90 days is going to be a huge test. And I think we're getting pretty close. We could actually be in the tribulation now. I'm not even sure the tribulation is 7 years. I guess we really can't go into prophecy right now because I need to accomplish a couple of other things today, although this has been a very valuable use of my time. So my last comment is brace yourself.
We're at the point in Bible prophecy where the two witnesses are about to appear.
Now, I got a question for you, Charlene, real quick. 5G, you're very familiar with it. Being a nurse and a mutual friend of yours and mine, Amber, suffered because they installed 5G in her neighborhood in California. And she started having two periods a month, and her brain began to shrink after 10 months and blood coming out of her ear. Like the people over in China when they cranked up the 5G over there. People were going into convulsions. She was doing the same thing. And she found 100 women in Bakersfield, and apparently they buried the lines. They decided too many complaints. So they buried the 5G down the street and blacktopped over it. And she went back to normal 28-day cycles with her period within a couple months. Now, her brain quit shrinking, but she suffered heavily, and you knew that because you were on the phone with her a lot. Okay. That's what 5G does to people, doesn't it? Changes their period and all that. I mean, I wish I could put her on, or we had her on another one. You go to the radio bar on Stu Webb and scroll way down, and you'll find Amber back about a year ago talking about it with Charlene.
And what is that? That is a electronic device that heals you. So if you change the meter and change the settings on that, then it can hurt you and make you sick. That's what this is. That's what they spray the chemtrails on us for. It's aluminum and particles that they're spraying on us. And that's impounded in us. If you notice dementia, look at Joe Biden. He doesn't even know if he's coming or going. And that's from breathing all these chemicals that we're breathing from the 5G. From the chemtrails. And the 5G is just going to, all them chemtrails that are in you, all the electronic particles that they're smitten into you, if they turn that on, that's like a little switch, okay? And now that's going to activate all the particles that are in you.
That's going to screw up your system bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that's why they want to fill with all them heavy metal particles, because it didn't affect them. Why do you think they're injecting us with crap? We're in a really bad place, and there's not enough people that are woke up to fight back. And everybody's hoping that Trump got this martial law and the military coup. Steve Chenick blocked me on Twitter because I call him out for being a liar, which he is. He said everybody's going to get arrested at de-inauguration, and we were in the military coup. So I called him out on it. And he blocked me, so I still pick on him to this day. Hey, where's our military coup, liar? But that's what this all is. And that's what the Bolshevik plan, the trust plan was. You get people thinking the military is going to save you, and they're not. Does it look like the military arrested anybody?
No, they haven't. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen
Trump
it.
Trump want to use the military to enforce inoculations on it. I'm not taking your vaccine. I come to my door with that needle. I'm going to pull my 357, okay? You're going to have to shoot me, or I'm going to shoot you. Either way, so going to die, I'm going to prison because I'm not taking it. You're not killing me. You can kill me, shoot me. Shoot me in the head, please. As long as I'll be going to heaven and they can go to hell for murdering me.
Now, I got a question. I don't have a question, but I offer this. I want to see all the Satanists take the shot. I want to see all public officials who are not working for the people to take the shot. I want people to push your public officials to go get their shot first.
Black Lives Matter and Antifa should be the first people to take the shot, okay? Since they got Joe Biden in power and destroyed America and burnt down our cities, and you're getting a Nobel Peace Prize for being such activists for the peaceful cause, I think they should be on top of the list to get the vaccine. Yeah. I think they should.
Let them be the first ones as an example, folks. Let's get them all vaccinated up and see if they survive. I want all the Satanists. I want all the politicians. I want all the dirty cops on the street. All the dirty FBI. I want Strzok, you know, the one that testified in the hearings, and McCabe and Comey. I want all you guys to get your shots. All you congressmen and senators, Supreme Court justices, all you federal judges and prosecutors, get your shot, please. God, would we have a cleanup, wouldn't we? They just start croaking. We would be able to take over our country. So please, try to convince them to take their shot.
Well, that's, I think, you know, there should be people that are willing. They should put themselves out there since they are so willing to make these vaccines available to the public. They should be the first ones on the front line to take these vaccines for, just to make sure us people in the public sector are, you know, happy that our public officials love it so much that they're willing to take the vaccine first.
I love the idea. What do you think, Paul?
Hey, guys, I think you are on a roll, but I have to sign off.
Okay, Paul, before you sign off, take us to prayer in this, and we'll sign off, okay?
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for Stu. Thank you for Charlene. We know that we've brought forth a lot of truths, and we ask for a couple things. First of all, I have your protection for us and for our listeners. And then we ask for your mercy and forgiveness. All of us are on a path, and without you, all we have is the flesh, and plus we sacrifice the flesh and know that what we really exist to do is to have relationship and fellowship with you, and that you can make us shine in your image through you imbuing us with your Holy Spirit. We ask that we be blessed with your wisdom and your mercy and your wisdom. And for all of those in the audience that have health concerns, financial concerns, family concerns, we ask that you help us figure out what we do in those areas, how we lead other people to salvation through your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus, amen.
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 Thank you, Charlene. Thank you, Paul. You both have a great day.
See you guys soon.
Bye.
We'll be talking soon. Bye.